Welcome to another episode of Living Life and Love at Night. I'm your host, Mark Braxton from Raleigh, North Carolina. So tonight's show, I want to give you some updates to my upcoming shows for November and possibly a show leading into early December. I want to talk a little bit about Halloween that's coming up, my thoughts, my opinion. And I also want to talk a little bit about a comment I made on Facebook earlier and give you some insight into my thoughts about it. First, let's start with my updates. So coming up, my next two shows, podcast, is the first one is with Tanya from Fayetteville, North Carolina. And I'm not going to give you a lot of details, but just know that show's coming up. Tanya is a former U.S. soldier, one of our veterans. So, you know, we're going to dig into her story about vitiligo, living with vitiligo, being a soldier with vitiligo, and her thoughts and her journey. And then I have a podcast coming up with Mon from the Czech Republic. And Mon also has vitiligo, and I reached out to her earlier, and she's so excited about sharing her story. You know, as you know, for my podcast, I'm always trying to reach out to people from around the world. So you may hear stories from other countries as well. I've already done one from Brazil. You know, I talked to a member from Puerto Rico, which I know is a U.S. territory. However, I still consider it across the seas. So I'm just going to keep reaching out to different people and let them share their stories with living with vitiligo. Also, this Sunday, listen to my podcast with Jackie Allen from Z Fitness. She is a Zumba instructor right here in Raleigh, North Carolina. But however, she's originally from Germany, but she's lived here pretty much most of her adult life, later adult life. So, and she'll share with you her journey into fitness and why she chose Zumba and the importance of fitness and seeking alternatives in fitness. And that will be on Sunday at 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that is Halloween. Ooh. So let's talk about that. You know, I know some of us do not celebrate Halloween. I don't personally celebrate it, but if you give me a costume, I would dress up all day. You know, and let me say this, you know, I'm not knocking anybody from celebrating for celebrating Halloween. That is your choice. If you choose to, if you want your children to dress up, that is your choice as an adult, as a parent. If you choose not to, once again, it is your choice as an adult, as a parent. Kids love to dress up. You get a costume, you go in a store, they'll throw on a mask, they'll become this character. And let's not front. Even as adults, we love to dress up. We love to, you know, go to masquerade parties. If somebody say, hey, we got a costume party, it's the 80s, we're going to dress up. Something from the 90s, we're going to dress up. We say it's a superhero party, we're going to dress up. People like to dress up. People like to pretend to be other people that they're normally not. It's okay. No, let's have a little fun with these things. You know, let's not knocking each other down. I would just say, if you plan to go out and celebrate Halloween, be careful. If you're getting candy for your kids from strangers, be careful. That's all I'm really going to say. I'm not going to get into the history of Halloween and all the good stuff or the religious aspects of, you know, what people think. That is for you to figure out, you to discuss with your family, your friends, with your kids. I'm just saying, be careful. If you're going to get out there and get dressed up, you know, have a little fun, but just do it respectfully and just be mindful that we are still dealing with a pandemic out there. So we want you all to be safe, you know. So I'm not going to knock you down for wanting to dress up as Captain America or, you know, Spider-Woman or whoever you want to dress up as, Wonder Woman. That's totally your choice. If you want to be James Bond, hey, it's all up to you. I just say be careful in what you do, but have fun in doing it. Now, I made a comment on Facebook. I wrote it on my page. And basically, as you know, and just to make a long story short, I said, you know, I don't have to like my skin, and I'm talking about my vitiligo, but I love who I am. And I just want to just basically break this down. I don't have to love my vitiligo. I don't. It is a skin condition. I was not born with it. It developed later. There's nothing that says I have to accept it. Nothing. I've learned to live with it. Vitiligo is learning how to live with me. But nothing in vitiligo. Nothing. I mean, I don't like it. I really don't. I don't like my spots. You know, my skin should be one tone unless I get a tan. But instead, it's two or three different tones because I have birthmark that's darker, and I got, you know, my regular skin color. I got vitiligo. Might even have a fourth color because if I wear my watch, I got a tan. You know, so have all these things going on with my skin. But I don't have to like my vitiligo at all. However, I love who I am as a person. You know, I love my quirkiness. I love my nerdiness, my geekiness, my wit. I love, you know, my connection I can make with people in my podcast. Although I always say, oh, I don't like talking to people. I actually do like talking to people. I love these things about me. You know, I love my creativity. God gave me some gifts, you know, gifts to be able to write, to, you know, be able to draw, to be able to paint. I can't sing, so don't ask me to sing anything. I'm not a singer. But these are things that I love about me that makes me who I am, Mark. However, a Mark that has vitiligo is not vitiligo that has Mark. So, and I know sometimes I may put things up there that people may not like or may not agree with, and I'm okay with that. But it is my thoughts, my opinion. You know, I have a condition. I don't like it. I don't. I'm just being honest. I do not like vitiligo. I'm not running around here saying I'm happy with my vitiligo. That's not me. Other people may, you know, they accept it and they're okay with it. I'm okay with my vitiligo. I still don't like it, but I love me. I love me. I love me. That's why I really want to get everyone to understand. I love who I am. Vitiligo comes along with it, yes. If I could get rid of it, I would. I didn't always live with it. So, you know, I know we're all going to have differences of opinion on the topic of vitiligo, our skin, how we accept it, whether we should wear makeup, whether we shouldn't wear makeup, whether we should get treatment, not get treatment. I understand that, but let's respect each other's opinion and each other's thoughts and each other's journey with this condition. If somebody wants to call it a disease, that is up to them. You know, if you want to say you do suffer, don't suffer, that's still your choice. I'm not going to get into a back and forth with anyone. I'm just sharing my opinions about, you know, my skin, my journey, and how I think about it and how I'm living with it. I'm great, you know. I'm talking about me as a person. I'm great. I'm good. I do have flaws, and vitiligo would be one. Yeah, my skin is not what I want it to look like. It is not what it used to look like. I accept that's what it is. I accept this is how it looks, but I don't have to like it at all. You know, some people have straight hair. They don't like straight hair. They may like curly hair. Some people have curly hair. They want straight hair. Some people have wavy hair. You know, just there are things about ourselves we don't like and that we wish we can change. This is something I can't change. I really can't. I can get treatments to help treat it. It's not to cure it. It is to treat it. That means I got to keep using the treatment over and over and over again. I don't want to do that. I don't want to keep using something over and over and over and over again. I would like to have a cure. If I can cure it and just have one solid butterscotch looking skin, I'm good with that. Yes, I call my skin butterscotch. Yes, that's how I identify with it. If I can have that cure, I would love to have it. At one time in my life, I said I didn't want a cure. I said I was going to enjoy living with vitiligo, and I was going to be good with it, and because that's my skin, that's my vitiligo. But now I'm like, nah, I'd like to have a cure. I want to have, you know, my skin color back completely all over, around my mouth, whatever. You know, I want to have one solid skin color, you know. But until that day, I'm going to continue to love me. I'm going to love Mark to the fullest. Yep. Even when I'm stressed, I'm still gonna love me. Even when I'm depressed, I'm still gonna love me. Even when I'm sad, I'm gonna love me. Even when I'm happy, I'm gonna love me. When I'm excited, I'll love me. I'm gonna continue to love me. And I say that a lot of times on my podcast because I want all of our listeners to know you have to love yourself. You know, with all the flaws and all the challenges we have to love ourselves. That's all I really want to say. Just make sure you check out the other podcasts once I post on my page. Jackie's podcast has been posted, so check it out on Sunday at 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Once it goes live, you can hit the play button or you can hit the download button. It gives you another pop-up. You hit that, boom, you can listen. You can pause it, do something else, come back and pick up right where you left off. And the other podcast will be ready for November. I did not mention the last one. So at the end of November, I'm going to do a podcast with a group of six people, one including myself, and we're going to discuss relationships. One lady is a relationship counselor. We're going to discuss relationships. Three men, three women, you know, different ages, different backgrounds, some with vitiligo, some without. We're going to just talk about, you know, relationships, being single, over 50, being single and a man, being single and a woman. You know, just talk about relationships and just throw it out there. You know, dating during COVID, dating in this time right now, we're trying to get back to normal. What does that look like? The stress in dating through this era and all that stuff that goes along with dating. I think it'll be a very important conversation that we need to hear, not just in our community, but just as people. So tune into that. Once it's ready, I'll make sure I let everybody know so y'all know when to tune in. But I'll probably go live in the first or second week of December. So listen to all those podcasts when they come available. I'll talk to y'all later. Y'all take care. Have a good night. This is Mark Braxton with Live a Life and Love at Night. Peace.